This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The House Judiciary Committee here in Washington today is getting a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump as Democrats prepare formal charges against him. Republicans on the panel are repeatedly voicing outrage. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani with a report.
Democratic lawyer Barry Burke says the evidence is overwhelming that the president abused his power by leaning on Ukraine to investigate a political rival while withholding military aid.
President Trump did what a president of our nation is not allowed to do.
GOP counsel Steve Castor told the panel the whole case is based on innuendo and hearsay.
Democrats do not have the proof.
The committee could vote on impeachment articles this week before a full House vote by Christmas. As Democrats push on, the partisan divide seems to be growing. There was even a dispute over taking a 15-minute recess during the hearing, with Republicans demanding a vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky are meeting for the first time in Paris today for long-awaited talks on resolving the military conflict in eastern Ukraine. It is a war that so far has taken more than 13,000 lives since 2014. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Both of the leaders are sitting down in the French capital, along with the leaders of France and Germany, the talks focusing on the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement for eastern Ukraine that was brokered by Paris and Berlin, but has largely stalled. A major breakthrough at the summit is unlikely, and Ukrainian protesters are heaping pressure on Ukraine's leader not to surrender too much to Putin at their first face-to-face meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To stay up to date on all the world news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile web. Mobile